very dear friend of mine. His name is Steve Vaccone. He is the creator of the Be Love community, which is in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Wonderful speaker. I've heard him on numerous occasions. And he, I'm going to mention that his mission is to nurture the experience of trustworthy love to every, in every dimension of life. So, Steve, welcome. Very grateful you're here.
Oh, yes, here we are. Here we are. Well, that reading actually ties in very much to the meditation. What is it that we need to experience about being surrounded by safe love, trustworthy love, and finding the blessing of that trustworthy love deeply immersed into our hearts and our minds? So, the invitation for you is to get real quiet, and if you can, put both feet on the floor and relax into the chair that you're seated in, and I did find it. I got it. Yeah. And just acknowledging that you are here now in this space, in this time moment, and feeling grateful for being here. Noticing your breath in this body that you've been given as a temple of spirit, an expression of soul, feeling grateful for you being right here, right now, in this place, in the unique body that you're in, with the unique story that you bring. And as you notice this breath, this life-giving breath, the movement of energy coming into your body, the spirit, into the lungs, moving to the heart, to every cell of the body, that spirit breathes into every cell, and every cell exhales. Let's go of the previous moment. Yes. And feeling that inhale and exhale. And in the restoration path that we're all in, some of that exhale is letting go of the stress of this day, of this month, this season, this life. Letting go of the stress on the exhale, so that we have a bigger place in the inside of us to open to the trustworthy love that we're breathing in, so that we're no longer breathing in the stress of the culture around us and the story of the past, but we're breathing in the experience of trustworthy love that comes from every direction, from every dimension, available to us. Opening up the heart, the lungs, the mind, the whole being to the experience of trustworthy love. Letting go of all the stresses so there's room in our heart to give love. Yeah. So for this one silent moment, if there is a story that you're stressing about this evening, wherever it comes from, a story of health, a story of finances, a story of relationship, a story of family, a story of vocation, whatever that story is, let one of those stories come to the surface. Several more may come over the period of time that we're together. And just hold that story as a sacred space within you, that will be transformed during the time that we are together this evening. Holding it with gentle care, without judgment, and with faith and hope, just as the reading we heard. We came into a safe place for that part of the story to be restored, to be restored. Yeah. In the next silence, a few seconds, just cradle it there. Now bring your hands to heart center and just to give yourself an embrace, crossing your hands at your heart, feeling this embrace of this space. And just reach out and open up your hands and breathe in, opening up your hands. It's okay if you touch your neighbor. They're okay with that. Yeah, and bring it back to the heart. And here you may open your eyes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. You put me back together again.
It shouldn't take more than about a half hour.
It got stuck way back here in my, yeah. All right. So I'm going to ask a question as we leave our meditation moment. Actually, we're deeply immersed in meditation, aren't we? Meditation is medicine for the mind, isn't it? Some of us may work in healthcare environments. I do part of my time as a healing arts provider. And are we turned on here? Yes, hello. Can everybody hear me?
No, it's not working. Let me see if there's another battery.
Okay, all right, we can stay here.
We have multiple challenges here.
That's all right. You know, it's one of these experiences of life that we all feel like things suddenly kind of unravel and then they get put back together in a fresh way. So I'm just going to sideline for a moment. One of the ways that I know Julie is through dance, and some of you know how much she loves dance, and I love the same kind of dance. And it's a free form of movement. It's this choreography of the soul that emerges out of our being. And we experience music flowing through us in different ways. Well, one, in the rhythm of dance that I facilitate, it's called embodied dance in the five rhythms. And the five rhythms start with this flow, and then it moves into a staccato beat, which is a strong downbeat. And by that time, the body's moving and getting in the groove of things. And then there is this experience of music called chaos. It's where the energy of the music bounces off of one another. It's not running nicely. And that chaos is that time to let go of anything that's in the body that's stressing us out. Because we all encounter chaos. And the interesting thing is what's going to emerge out of the chaos. A lot of times the chaos is a gift from the spirit wanting to shift things around in our life that we thought were all settled and opening up a new possibility. So there's a new moment, and it comes out in lyric form. So after chaos, there's a new lyric. There's a new poetry. There's a new reading that came out of Marianne Williamson. Yeah. And then at that point, there's a movement into bliss, into that state of oneness that we just sang about. What is that oneness? So we have this dynamic movement of energy, and it's shifted through music, but it's also the story of life. We start out with kind of a flow, then we move into this kind of like staccato, and we got our energy going, and we have our alpha side, maybe direction, we're going to do a conquer the world, whatever. And then something interrupts that. Relationships break down, our visions and hopes and dreams aren't unfolding as they should, we hit chaos. And then out of that, a new song emerges as a fresh one, a lyric one, a new poetry of life. And we tell our story in a different way from the lyric. Yeah. And then the fifth one is like, Ah, we can rest again. Because the cycle's going to start over again. Yeah. So, yes. Yes. All right. So we're going to be on our way to a freely mobile communicator in a moment. Yeah. Yes. So now we're turned on, plugged in. Okay. All right. Yes. See? We got through the chaos, and now we're relaxing into lyric. But I don't want to get, I mean, we're not there yet, really. So what I'd like to do tonight is, I had a workshop experience with several of us earlier today, and we ended up our conversation, it was on the same theme, the healing power of trustworthy love, and we were talking about what is paradise. And I offer the definition, which is kind of a literal definition of paradise. It means a garden with walls. And so what is the, what's the purpose for the walls? A lot of times we don't feel like, well, paradise doesn't need any walls. But what I understand the walls to be, it's the energetic vibration of trustworthy love that creates safety in the environment. So paradise or heaven is a safe place. I don't know if you can find that same place that you read from, because that's right spot on. It's like what it is a place that you can rest, but it's also a place where your creativity, your curiosity can kick into gear. This DNA with all this potential that we have to be unique expressions of divine love in the world, the uniqueness of all of our individualities coming out in curiosity, creativity, and then moving out into the world in fresh and new ways, comes because we have been in a nurture environment of trustworthy love. We have enough boldness to be ourselves in a fresh way. So that DNA, I refer to as divine nature activation. Divine nature activation. It's activating something that's deep within us, that's the divine nature. That's what happens in paradise. All the divine nature gets activated there. Now, we may take journeys out of paradise, from paradise. All of the great epic stories are about moving out of the paradise. Even the story of Jesus is moving out of paradise and going to a place where people need trustworthy love because they're in a world of chaos. All of us have been in chaos. We know what that's about. All of us have been in circumstances where we have not experienced trustworthy love in places in our life, and they have created wound patterns of feeling and thinking that are reactionary. They're intended to help us survive, but not thrive. So we need someone, or ones to come along into our life who can help us rest, who will take our hearts and our hands and reassure us that that chaos is not the final statement about what life is, and we move through that into another place of creating poetry and meaning and purpose and beauty and harmony and love stories in our life. So we find from the place of paradise, we can move out, connect, having that as our power to connect with beings that need restored. All of us have people like that in our life where we have, we know they're in some sort of trouble, where they need healing, they need restoration. If their hearts are humble and they're asking for it, we show up. We are the sent ones. We are the missionaries of the paradise realm into the non-paradise realm so that this power keeps going forward and connecting with all these relationships. So the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, And I put it in the realm because I love to add the queendom too. So it's the realm. It's the authority of trustworthy love is at hand. It's right here, right now, in this place, and it's moving out from multiple centers. It's moving out from the center of my being. It's moving out from the collective we, the multiplicity of divine beings that are self-aware that that's what we do. We send out love. And in those who are humble of heart, they turn toward that love and they respond to it. Their hearts are healed and they're welcomed back into paradise. But for them, they have had a period of time in their life, and we all have had, where it seems like the boundaries haven't worked. We have not been in safe place. So we've got some problems with the way that we do boundaries. That the walls, in other words, of our life are not healthy. Now, at every cell in the body has a cellular wall, and that wall is permeable. It allows things to come in and allows things to move out. So there's energy coming. We just breathed. We have energy coming into this organism, into this big cell, and the energy is going out. And if the energy is coming in is love, it much more likely, unless we have a mistaken intention in our own heart, it's going to go out where love, but out to love be love as well. But if we have energy coming in that is not harmonious with our innermost self, we can get hurt and harmed. We can get wounded. A wound is what? It's a penetration. It's a violation of the integrity of something. Yeah? And so we have these wounds. We have these physical wounds. We have these psychological wounds. We have these relationship capacity wounds in us that need to be healed in order for us to feel like we are in a safe place and that we can move out of that safe place to be healing presence in the world. Okay, are we following that? Now let's just come back to paradise for a minute and see what's paradise. If we think about, this is a bit of paradise tonight because we're all eating food, right? Food is definitely a part of paradise, isn't it? So I'll put it this way. Paradise is about a multi-sensory awareness of love coming in all these senses. Now let's unpack that a little bit. The senses. Now most of us have thought, well, we have five senses. Okay? And I've expanded that out to say we have 10 senses. Because we have 10 fingers, and I figure that we don't want... No, I like to count with my fingers, and so I do all kinds of things with my fingers, of course. I talk about the 8 realities of trustworthy love, and some of you may have heard me speak a few months ago, 8 months ago, I think it was that. I think I talked about those 8 realities of trustworthy love, jumped into those, the 8 realities of trustworthy love. Well, tonight I want to talk about 10 senses. And let's start with the ones that we already kind of know. But those first 4 are the senses that are pretty much located here in the head. Close our eyes. Let's all close our eyes. And then open your eyes. Okay. And especially in this space, you can see color. You can see people. We can see this. We can see. So in paradise, in the heavenly realm, our sensation of sight is activated to see love. To see all the ways that love manifests in the beauty of that which can be seen. And I honor for a moment those who have no eyesight, because a lot of times their capacity to hear is much better than mine. So we end up compensating. We have some differently abled people, but we all look forward to the day when every being can see the visual sensations of the world around us and feel like it's all good and so beautiful. So it's all about color. Some of you have had lucid dreams where you've experienced colors that you've never seen before. It's like the pineal gland is like awake. It's like, oh, wow, there's more than I... sometimes computers are sold or TVs are sold with, like, you can see how many colors. You know, we're used to seeing the kind of... I grew up in the Crayola generation, right? If I have 120 colors in a crayon box, that's a lot of colors, but now we're talking about millions of colors. And that our brains can comprehend all of these nuances of color. It's pretty amazing. So that's one sense. Let's talk about hearing, the auditory sense. We have these organs of sight. We have these organs of hearing. And what is the nature of trustworthy love coming through the organs of hearing? Well, we know it's a lot about music, isn't it? I mean, there's music that comes in, and hopefully the voice conversations are also the experience of love coming through not only the words, but the vibrational energy from the heart through the words that's coming through. So we have a sensation of hearing. We have a third sensation in the center of the of this part of the body, the sensation of smell. Some of you may be into essential oils. You know what those oils are, the fragrances, the flower essences. I mean, I'm speaking some language that I know to some people here. And obviously the smelling of food. And the smelling of another human being, you know, which may be good, maybe not so good. But Tim, depends on how clean the body is inside, I think, has to do with that. But we are smelling beings. There are other animals out there that are sharpened sense of smell, but some of them may not see as well. It's very interesting. But the capacity to smell. Okay, the fourth one, of course, is taste. And the sensation of taste. I've reprogrammed my diet over the last several months. And so some foods that I thought were tasty were not helping my body be well. And so now I'm in this place of saying, okay, my taste buds need to be programmed to heaven. I want an alignment of that which is good for my body and my, we were talking about this at the workshop, belief system about the nature of the food itself. Is it good for me or not? Well, sometimes we have to talk ourselves into sugar being good for us, you know, because we have double messages. Any rate, what I'm trying to say here is that we have these four senses that are located in this part of the body. But obviously, we have all this, the other part of our being. So if we imagine the realm of paradise, we're talking about activating all four of those senses, but we got a lot more to go because the fullness of our humanness is a lot more than those four things. Now, the fifth one, which we all know about, is touch, right? Now we're moving out of one place and we're feeling the whole body. We have a sensation of touch, not only from the outside in on the skin, but there are things that are connecting inside the body that are touching each other, right? So that's pretty interesting that we have this touch phenomenon that's like you take these four and we think there's a lot going on with those four, and then we move to five and we have a lot going on when it comes to touch. It's everywhere, inside of us, around us. I mean, it's interesting how much expanded suddenly touch does. Yeah. It's hard to feel like we're alive if we're not experiencing touch. Yeah. All right, so that's five. Okay, so you got five right now. I'm going to jump to the other five. And the first one I want to mention on this other side is these two have to do with where we are in space, you know. And the first one I call spatial awareness. Like right now, you each seated in a chair. Well, and you're aware of what's around you and the persons that are next to you, and there's a configuration of space, and there's these walls, and we all have a location from which we experience our subjectivity. Now, in the heavenly realm, what that is. It's an experience of subjectivity from our own unique place. We're the only ones occupying that place, which means that our perspective is really valuable. It's a gift. None of us are omnipresent. But we're part of the omnipresence, aren't we? And the way that we're part of the omnipresence is that we are all occupying part of the presence. We are all present in our space. So in this heavenly realm, we are all in our own location, receiving and giving trustworthy love from our place. Now, that may look like we're kind of static here right now, but if we would put some music on and everybody gets up and dance, we move into the seventh sense. And it's the seventh sense is the awareness of movement in space. So, and that's where dance comes in, it's where sport comes in, it's where, it's like we can move through this space. We can connect by touch to different people in the space. What I'm describing here is what would happen if trustworthy love and movement through space got connected. Yeah. A lot of times we think of just trustworthy love as particular actions, but now I'm expanding it out into all these dimensions of sensory awareness. Okay, so given the fact that we don't have a lot of time to plunge into all this in detail, number eight has to do with the feeling sense. Now, what do I mean by feeling? It's different than touching in the physical body. How many times have you said, that doesn't feel good? It has to do with the emotional life. Now we're moving into the soulish dimensions of our senses, the senses of the soul that know what when something feels right or doesn't feel right, when something is in harmony with your inner self or whether it's out of harmony. You know, so we have all this emotional intelligence really is the capacity to identify feeling, isn't it? It's identify what we feel and are able to communicate that, at least to ourselves. Some of you have journaling practices where you start out and think, I'm all confused, I don't even know what I'm feeling. And then after a little while, you're journaling and you begin to know what you're feeling. Oh, I guess I'm feeling this. And then it's layered and I'm feeling something else. And there's another layer underneath that. It's like, oh, what I'm really longing for is love. You know, beyond my bitterness, beyond my shame, beyond my feeling of guilt or something, I'm looking for love. We heard a song earlier today in the workshop. It's all love or a calling for love. We're either experiencing love or we're longing for it. And the feeling sense is like trying to tune into that. So when we're in heaven, we're not longing for it because it's there. It's coming in all kinds of new and novel ways, but it's there. It's available because the presences around us are giving and receiving love. And we're moving through space, which means there's all kinds of new ways to experience that giving and receiving love. And we're creating, and there's all new ways to create and give gifts to one another. Heaven is no boring place. And we have these heaven on earth experiences where it's not boring at all. Yeah. So that's eight. Now we're in the mental frame. By the way, this emotional sense precedes verbal language. The child in the womb, the child after the womb, before language is learned, there is a language of the heart that's learned, and it's a feeling language. It's an awareness of trust. And the child's neurochemistry, all of our new neurochemistries are wired, are connected to an environment that's either trustworthy or not. And if it's not trustworthy, we have stress hormones that we're activating into our neurochemical systems that are creating a way to trying to create boundaries, trying to help us be alert, but somehow we get with that stress environment, it invades our space, we become wounded, we get locked into habits of feeling that need to be reprogrammed. So that actually, we end up in habits of thinking. So the ninth sense has to do with the way we language, way we name things, and it's a mental capacity, it's a mental sense. All of us have mental sense here. Right now, you're listening to my words, you're trying to make sense out of what I'm trying to say. So that means that, what does all this mean? That's what it means to have a mental sense. We're trying to figure stuff out, right? So we have this mental sense, and so when the emotional sense of eight and the mental sense of nine kind of come together in a harmony where we're feeling and mentally believing and experiencing trustworthy love that's coherent. Coherent means that it makes sense in our mind. We have a story that we're telling that makes sense, and we have a feeling sense of peace. Or it's peace, but it might move into joy and bliss and all the other kinds of like great emotions. You know, it depends on how high energy or low energy you have. Peace is I might call it on the continuum of bliss. It's a relaxed place. But then when we're dancing like we're all kids, without fear of anything, that's like a high level. Or in beautiful lovemaking, there is power there. So these are nine senses, and I'm leading all up to the tenth sense, which is really my climax, just talking about. It's the sense of intuition. Now, intuition is different than feeling. It's slightly different than feeling. I'm not going to say it's not connected to it. It surely is. But intuition is the capacity to read energy. And to be able to read energy means that you can sense when somebody walks into the room whether they are trustworthy or not. Now, a lot of our senses of intuition have problems. I call it the intuitional compass. It's broken. It's like we got this compass of intuition, and maybe it didn't get set right when we were growing up. And so we've got this compass that just doesn't help us. We got some of our intuitional messages are connected to our wound history, and we haven't been immersed in trustworthy love enough to know what true trustworthy love is yet. And so we're trying to navigate this world with a compass without it being clear yet to us. And so what the healing power of trustworthy love ultimately is, it's a recalibration, it's a resetting of our deep awareness of what's trustworthy or not, which brings us back to this energy place called heaven or bliss. The reign of trustworthy love is at hand, Jesus said. And it's here because I am announcing it. It's through me, through my presence. But it's not only my presence. Love one another as I'm loving you. We've sung about that. That presence is a realm, a reality. The realm means reality. It's a reality. That we are co-creating. We are co-creating this reality of trustworthy love by all deciding that we are divine beings participating in the essence, the core of trustworthy love. And our first song and the very the divine principle was about the supreme oneness, right? And this oneness is a relational oneness here. That's what I'm talking about. Is very much about relational oneness because we're talking about all the senses, all those senses connecting and becoming aware that there's a relational oneness. Okay, so I'm going to bring this home into a closing meditation. And that may have been a lot, but just next time you got your 10 fingers out, say, what were those 10 senses again? All right? And help each other name them, because when you do that, what we do is we create the love feast, which is the name that was given to the early disciples of Jesus when they got together for their worship services. They called them the love feasts. And they were famous. they were the times when all the senses, at least this is the vision I have, if we were to restore this vision of what it means to be a community, we're restoring a multi-sensory awareness of trustworthy love coming through every sense of our being, through every relationship that is co-creating this together, and then we, like missionaries, we go out, connect with others, bring them in the space. We're always being recharged, resourced in that place so we can do our work in the world. And then we come back and we get charged up again. We feel connected. We get healed if we got wounded out there somewhere. We get our minds and our emotions so that they aren't reacting in survival mode. In this place, we're not surviving. We're thriving. That's when the kingdom of heaven's arrived. Yeah, when you feel that thriving. So that's my call to all of us today. So let's just close our eyes and listen. Listen to one thing that you've heard that you want to own when you leave this place tonight. What is that one thing? Maybe it's one of the senses where you have not experienced trustworthy love. Maybe it's a relationship. And you need to come home. Home meaning the place where love reigns. You need to get built up, nourished, nurtured, healed, restored, so that the boundaries can reform in a way that's truly going to serve you. So you're not there out there anymore trying to survive. Yeah, whatever part is coming to you right now, in this next moment. Bring your hands like a cup in front of you with your eyes still closed. It's like cradling. And place that quest, that desire, that longing for the experience of trustworthy love through whatever it was that you want to have healing presence. And just now open your eyes, look down in your hands, and just see the contents of your heart in your hands. And see your hands as the paradise garden, as the place surrounded by the wall, the energetic field of cradling, of protecting. Yeah. And now feeling the awareness that you are in good hands right now. You are in good hands. And now imagine that you can always come immediately into those good hands. These hands are not merely your own. These are the hands of what I call the divine we. It's the relational oneness. It's that way that we connect from the inside to the outside, the other partners that we have, the other family members, fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, friends, soulmates, lovers, all these ways that the human relationships form. We're surrounded in the family of trustworthy love. Now bring that to your heart. Hold it there like your hands around your heart. And know that that part of your life, by your intention right now and by your openness of heart, will be healed by the realm of trustworthy love. Let it be so. Amen.